From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken DeVall with your headlines for Monday, March 30th.
First, this podcast is made possible by listeners like you. We're asking for your support to keep this North State Public Radio strong and independent. Make a donation today at mynspr.org.
In today's news, Reading has launched a pair of financial oversight committees to address concerns about the city's budgeting process.
Also, Shasta County supervisors approved funding for a youth treatment center, but questions remain how it'll operate.
And an author and Pulitzer Prize finalist is coming to Chico to discuss her debut book, California Against the Sea.
But we'll start with widespread demonstrations in the North State against President Donald Trump and his administration's policies.
One foot in front of the other.
Thousands of people turned out in Chico Saturday for a No Kings protest. It was part of a wave of demonstrations happening across the country. Crowds lined the Esplanade late in the morning. Then they moved along the bike path toward downtown, carrying signs and chanting. People seemed more practiced this time, but the message was the same. Kathy Cocoletzos was among those taking part. She sharply criticized Trump.
Trampling our rights, trampling Congress, just trampling over everything like he's God, a king. And that's why this is called No Kings, a No King March.
She also raised concerns about the war in Iran.
I don't think we should be in another war. I think that the president could take better care of his people instead of other countries, and we should not be in another war.
According to reporting by Reuters, more than 3,000 No Kings protests took place nationwide this weekend, with more than a dozen happening in North State cities.
Shasta County supervisors are backing a new youth behavioral health campus in Anderson. Shasta Scout reports that the board agreed to allocate nearly $2 million in opioid settlement funds to help secure another $25 million in additional state funding. The proposed 60-bed facility would serve youth in crisis, including those with mental health and substance use disorders. But some supervisors raised concerns about the nonprofit's experience and gaps in its treatment and operational plans.
Staying in Shasta County, the city of Reading is trying to improve public engagement and transparency in its budgeting process. The city announced yesterday that it's looking for qualified residents to apply to be advisors on two new financial oversight committees. The city council has been discussing the issue for several months and sees the committees as a way to increase accountability. According to reporting by Shasta Scout, they're being formed in response to concerns raised by a council member last year about the city's financial practices.
Moving to Butte County, the author of this year's Book in Common is coming to Chico. Rosanna Shaw will appear at Chico State's Laxon Auditorium on April 2nd to discuss her debut work, California Against the Sea. In it, she examines the challenges confronting communities threatened by rising sea levels and ways to negotiate those risks. Shaw is a Los Angeles Times environmental reporter. She's won numerous literary awards and is a Pulitzer Prize finalist. And just a note, NSPR's broadcast licenses are owned by Chico State. It does not oversee our news production or programming.
Finally, California's political ethics watchdog, the Fair Political Practices Commission, is throwing its support behind a bill to prohibit organizations from sending lawmakers AI-generated comments on legislation. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald has more.
State lawmakers get thousands of constituent comments a year through an online system, but some are concerned that some of them could be from fake people. The FPPC wants to ban this. Adam Silver chairs the commission.
So what I'm concerned about, it really is something that keeps me up at night, is that folks are going to use new emerging technology like AI to supercharge these sorts of fake grassroots campaigns.
There isn't widespread evidence of this happening right now in California, but in 2017, the Federal Communications Commission received millions of bot-generated public comments as it considered a rule change.
So we're talking about deceptive communications, right, that are sent by those who are participating in the political process. That's going to be prohibited.
The bill to ban AI-generated and deceptive comments passed the Assembly Elections Committee this month and is pending in the Assembly Appropriations Committee. In Sacramento, I'm Laura Fitzgerald.
And those are your headlines for Monday, March 30th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken DeVall. Headlines will be off for Farmworkers Day tomorrow. We'll see you back here on Wednesday. Have a great day.